Hi, I'm Steve Guggenheimer, and I run the OEM division here at Microsoft. I have the wonderful opportunity to work with our partners who are building the next generation of Windows Phone 7 devices. So today I want to give a little tour of all the great phones that our partners have been building. Now before we do that, let me give you a couple of the highlights of Windows Phone 7, and then we'll take a look at all the great hardware that'll be coming out as we launch in the coming weeks. Windows Phone 7 is a big bet for Microsoft, and we think a big bet for the industry. We put a lot of energy into designing a phone that we think will provide a great experience for all users. We really focused on three things. One, making a phone that's super easy to use. Whether you're just glancing at the front page and getting the information you need, or diving deep into one of the hubs that give you the rich experiences you want, you can get things done much more quickly and much easier than you've ever been able to do before. Second area of focus is rich end-to-end experiences. So whether it's gaming on Xbox Live, doing productivity with Office Live, listening to music with Zoom, using Windows Live for your photos and your contacts, or Bing for search, we have really rich end-to-end experiences that are woven into the phone and easy to use as part of the way we've done the experience. The third area of focus, of course, is building great hardware and software together. So working with our OEM partners, working with the industry to build hardware that is just phenomenal and works really well with the software, so it's a perfect end-to-end experience for the end user. With that, let's take a look at some of the great hardware we've got and some of the designs that are coming out. I'm going to start here on my left, your right. This is the Dell Venue Pro. It's got a 4.1-inch screen. It's scratch and shatter resistant because it's covered with Gorilla Glass. It's also a vertical slider and the only vertical slider in the category. So if you like the tactile feel of a keyboard, you've got one here to work with. So very nice screen, you know, good capability, very rugged. So if you like the feel of a keyboard in your hand and you like the vertical slider design, this is the one to start with. Next, I'm going to go through four different HTC models. The first one is the HD7. This is a 4.3-inch screen, so it's the largest screen of the Windows Phone 7 devices. This also has a very nice 720p video camcorder in it, so if you want to capture some high-def video and then play it back, you can. This really is sort of the entertainment version from the HTC lineup. The second one is the HTC 7 Surround. This is a 3.8-inch screen, but this one is really designed for surround sound. You'll notice it slides up here, and you can see it's got a nice speaker up front. It actually has a kickstand on the back, and it's built for listening to music. Listen to your Zoom music on this with surround sound, or if you want to watch a video, you could as well. So really, this is sort of the second-level entertainment device, in this case, very, very dedicated to as a music listening device, as well as a great Windows Phone 7. The next two from HTC are the Mozart in my left hand and the Trophy in my right hand. These are both slightly smaller screens, but very lightweight. Right, built for sort of easy to carry, easy to handle. This is a nice brushed aluminum in this case, and this one's also a sort of full encasing. They have the same hardware capability, though, 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processors. If you check them out, they have great cameras, great touch interaction, so super easy to work with, super light, the kind you can carry around easily in your pocket. The next two we're going to look at are from LG. The first is the Optimus 7Q. It's their slate form factor. It's got some of the same great capabilities. 3.8-inch screen in this case, 720p, you know, playback and video recording. It also comes with support for DLNA built in. That means it has a mode called Play To where it can essentially drive music or video or other content around the house. Works with a DLNA-enabled TV, works with any Windows 7 PC which is DLNA-enabled. So in this case, you can actually use this sort of a media remote control for your entire household. So really nice feature set comes in this LG device, and it's Optimus 7Q. Second device is the Quantum. Also has support for that DLNA built in, a unique feature of the LG devices. But in this case, this is also our only horizontal slider of the group. So 3.5-inch screen, has a horizontal slider capability. So if you want, again, the tactile feel, in this case, in a horizontal versus a vertical slider, you have that, as well as, again, support for all of the other features you saw on the other LG phone. So again, very nice design, lightweight, works great as a horizontal slider and as a full phone. Last two devices are from Samsung. Samsung, in this particular case, the Focus. This is our U.S.-based offering. One of the nicest screens out there using something called Super AMOLED glass, so really high brightness, looks really nice. It's also 9.9 millimeters thin, so this is the thinnest and lightest of the version, so it has a phenomenal screen, phenomenal weight feeling, and so in terms of your lightest weight, nice touch experience, this phone's really going to break through. The other one from Samsung is the Omnia 7. Again, this also uses the Super AMOLED glass, so we have a really nice capability. This is the European version, little heavier to the feel, which is sort of the way it was designed, rounded corners. So again, a really nice design on this thing, really good touch response, support for the camera, support for the video, support for the music, all the services. So really good sound, really good video capability, and one of the nicest phones, both in terms of the way it feels and also the screen resolution. So with that, we've sort of gone tour de force. We have a wide range of phones. We have a wide range of capabilities. We have a vertical slider, a horizontal slider. We have different screen sizes. We have different capabilities in terms of where they focus their differentiation on. The LGs have the DLNA support. HTC has really done a focus on sort of music and gaming and video. We have some large screen and small screen. Samsung has the Super AMOLED glass. The Dell has the vertical slider and also the ruggedized Gorilla Glass. So one of the things we've really focused on with our partners is building great, unique, individual devices that have the consistency of Windows Phone 7, but allow each one of our partners to sort of highlight some of the things they do really well and bring unique designs to market. So I'm very proud of the work that our partners have done. We're very thankful to them for all the work they've done working with us on this. And we look forward to seeing all of you in a phone store somewhere buying one of these great devices from our phenomenal partners. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you soon.